This is Ozarks at Large. The opening of autumn is tonight, 10:22 our time. To celebrate the opening of a new season, we're spending time through this week exploring some other great openings. On today's edition, P.J. Hrabowski talks with Bob Ford about great opening lines in plays. Bob Ford is a playwright. His works include My Father's War and Fall of the House, and he holds degrees from Yale, Rutgers, and Texas. He's also the artistic director of Theater Squared.
As it happens, probably my two favorite plays also have my two favorite opening lines.
Well, that works.
So I don't know whether we should start with the best and
Maybe start with one of the best and end with one of the best.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, Hamlet. And I think I saw Hamlet when I was a kid, and I had no idea what the heck was going on. But the thing about Hamlet is, when you're a kid, you know, there's sword fights, and there's people getting mad at each other, and there's a guy going crazy, and then there's this amazing opening. And I think I must have seen this at Interlochen School of the Arts, because we lived up there when I was a kid, near there, and we'd go, and that's where I saw my first classical music and theater. We saw a productionist. And so the first line in Hamlet is really inviting for kids, because these guys are out on a parapet and fog is rolling in. The fog machines are working overtime backstage, and somebody walks out through the fog, and one of the characters turns around and says, "Who's there?" Which, of course, is, you know, great for a kid. And that's Shakespeare.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's high drama, cinematic opening.
Okay.
He got it. He really knew how to start a play.
And so did that do it for you? Who's there?
I'm sure that it did, but I can't honestly remember. I just remember an impression. And then I've seen the play a million times since then and done it a couple times. And I just think it's a great dramatic way to open that play.
Okay, so you're, would that be like your number one then?
I'm going to say that's number two.
Number two,
yeah, I'm gonna say
is
my
Hamlet.
Number one. Here's another good one. Okay, great play. As it have, I mean, I can't bring in an opening line that I also don't love the play. One of our great treasures in the world of theater is a British playwright, Carol Churchill. And occasionally you'll see a play of hers up at the university.
Right.
One day we'll do her at Theater Squared. A wonderful, amazing play called Vinegar Tom, which is about the witch trials in medieval England.
I'm not familiar with this.
Or late medieval England, early, in the 16th, 17th century. It's not done a lot. It has a fairly large cast. It's a difficult play to do. It's one of my wife's favorite plays.
Okay.
Also, Amy Herzberg. And the opening is two medievally dressed characters sitting by a roadside, and the man says, "Am I the devil?" And the woman says, her name is Alice, says, "What, sweet?" And the man says, "I'm the devil." And that's how it starts. I like that kind of evocative opening, like,
so,
okay, I'm going to follow this. Who says that? Why would somebody?
So is he the devil?
Like that? He's not really the devil.
Okay.
No. He's playing with her. Here's a play that I really love by Donald Margulis, who is one of my favorite playwrights.
Okay.
He wrote the play Dinner with Friends that the university did couple of years ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This is a play called Sight Unseen, which is one of his early successes off-Broadway. And it's a wonderful opening. This American artist is visiting his ex-girlfriend. When they were in college, they had a real intense love affair, and then they split up. And he's visiting her. She's now married to a Brit.
Okay.
And so this American comes in, his name is Jonathan, lights up the kitchen of a cold farmhouse in England. Dusk. Jonathan, an overnight bag on his shoulder, stands at the open door. Nick is eating a hard roll. Okay, so first of all, it's a hard roll and it's cold and it's England. So Jonathan says, "You must be Nick." Nick says, Jonathan sticks out his hand and says, "Jonathan Waxman." Nick doesn't shake it, takes another bite of his roll, doesn't say anything. And Jonathan goes on. Is Patricia? Nick shakes his head. Jonathan goes on. Oh, you were expecting me. Nick says, Jonathan says, where's Patricia? Nick says, a lamb roast. Yeah. You can see PJ's face right now. She's like, what? And then Jonathan says, ah, well, Nick, nice to meet you. Nick says nothing. I left the car outside. Is that all right? Nick looks at the door, shrugs. Because I'll move it. Nick says, no, no. And then Jonathan has this long, continues going on trying to fill the empty air because Nick just won't say anything. The thing that I love about it is that this character of Nick leaves this guy hanging right at the beginning, and we're already kind of feeling for Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
and you want to shake that, Nick.
You know, Nick is the quintessential, eccentrically laconic Brit who just won't share anything that's going on inside. And
Well, the thing that I'm wondering, they were expecting him, right? So why
they
she
were
had,
totally expecting
so
him.
So why is she at a lamb roast?
Yeah, why is she? Yeah. So I think when he says lamb roast, I think he meant to say was, well, yeah, because we never have lamb around here, and we put out the lamb roast for you. So, yes, we were expecting you. All of that contained in a lamb roast. I love stuff that makes that recognizes that 9/10 of what happens on stage is going on inside the actor, between the actors.
Right, between the lines.
Nothing to do with the lines. Between the lines, exactly.
Yeah, oh, I love that.
Exactly. You ready for my favorite?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been talking about you. You gave us your second favorite, but what is your favorite?
So my favorite, now this is my favorite. This is my favorite. Probably, if I had to pick one play that's my favorite play, it's Arcadia.
Oh,
by Tom
okay.
Stoppard.
Right.
Which, and this is not a plug for the university season, because they are doing Arcadia.
That's true. Thank you for that. That's
winter.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But this play had a huge influence on me when I saw it. It also happens to be the first play I saw with my wife in New York. She came to visit me when I was living in New York before I moved here, and this is the first play we saw. And a coincidence, I also thought, there's something about this woman, because we went to this play, and we sat down right next to two people from Fayetteville. Two theater people from Fayetteville.
Whoa.
Barb and Harry Shadden.
Wow. How
did I get her name?
Small world.
Barb? Yeah. Small world.
Wow.
We then went to see another play and sat down next to the person who's going to be my teacher at the University of Texas. Because when I met Amy, I was just about to go back to get a graduate degree.
Okay.
So I thought, wow, okay, something's lining up here. Of course, I was massively in love with her, so it didn't really matter whether the stars were lining up or not.
Okay, so does that have anything to do with Arcadia being one of your favorite
it's
plays,
possible,
maybe?
Isn't? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could get a little psychoanalytical here if we wanted to. But so this playwright, is so smart and so loving of his characters, so loves to investigate the meaning of the universe through real tangible relationships in his characters. And he figures out ways to do this. But then his wit is at a very high level, very high level sort of British wit. And I don't know whether I can set this up well enough, but this play opens up in an early 19th century drawing room of a country house, and there is a young man, probably in his early 20s, named Septimus, who is a poet, and he is tutoring. We can sort of see that there's a kind of a teacher-student relationship with this young girl named Thomasina. It actually says here somewhere she's 12 or 13.
I was going to ask, yeah.
She's 13.
Okay.
Okay. So, and this play is about their, among many other things, it's about the relationship between these two.
Okay.
And because it's so tinged with it's so loving. But it's impossible, of course, because he's actually 22 and she's 13. So, you know, and there's nothing creepy about this at all. But there's all this over. She is going to be an amazing young woman. She's so bright and sweet and cute. And so she is reading. They're sitting in the drawing room. There's this big table pile high with books and stuff and reading. And, oh, this is great. Septimus has a tortoise, a turtle, which is he uses as a paperweight. It's so sleepy, it never moves.
Oh, it's alive. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Alive, yeah. First line is Thomasina saying, Septimus, what is carnal embrace? And, of course, he is... not going to answer what that is to this 13-year-old girl. And of course, she, who knows whether she may have some idea of what this is. So she says, Septimus, what is carnal embrace? And he immediately comes back with, carnal embrace is the practice of throwing one's arms around a side of beef. And Thomasina says, is that all? And Septimus says, no. A shoulder of mutton, a haunch of venison, well hugged, an embrace of grouse, caro, carnis, feminine, flesh. Anyway, so within this, all of this learning, she hits the nail on the head. What's life all about, mm-hmm. Anyway, I think it's a brilliant opening line coming out of this amazing character of Thomasina.
And I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about great openings this time.
Thanks.
Great opening lines.
Wonderfully evocative question.
Well, thank you again for coming in. And thanks for joining us on Ozarks at Large. For Ozarks at Large, I'm PJ Hrabowski.
Bob Ford is a playwright, author, director, and the artistic director of Theater Squared. There are more of his favorite opening lines from theater online at OzarksAtLarge.com. And speaking of Theater Squared, the company's current production, Alfred Hitchcock's 39 Steps, will conclude its extended run this weekend in Fayetteville. Tomorrow, PJ continues our week-long discussions about great openings with a look back at a monumental movie that smashed box office records its opening week and began the idea of an epic soundtrack. That's tomorrow on Ozarks at Large.